Today is a very important day in the life of the church in Sri Lanka mm-hmm. and indeed in the life of the church around the world, because today you will announce in the Basilica of Our Lady of Lanka in Tuata the opening of the cause of the beatification of one of the greatest sons of the church in Sri Lanka, Thomas Benjamin Cardinal Koure. For those of our listeners who are not familiar with him, could you tell us about the life and legacy of this man?
His Eminence Cardinal Koure was an oblate, and he was our first autochthonous Archbishop of Colombo. And he was a very devout and dedicated person, a man of God. And also, he, during his reign of nearly 30 years, he did a lot of work to establish this Archdiocese of Colombo and also some of the other dioceses of Sri Lanka. And because he was very mission-minded and also very pastoral in his approach. So during his lifetime, he dedicated himself entirely to the cause of the Lord and of his church. And many people testify personally to his sanctity. And even after his death, we have had examples of devotion towards him and some cases of cures and miraculous interventions in the lives of the people. And there had been a continuous increase in this devotion. And so we thought it fit to honor him by beginning the cause for his beatification.
Now, of course, we're all very aware that the cause for beatification is a long and quite complex process. So this is a first step in a long journey, and one we hope will come to fruition. The New York Times, describing Cardinal Koure, said that during years of suppression or limitation of religious freedom in Sri Lanka, he constantly affirmed the spirituality and the pastoral side of the Catholic faith and the right of all believers to practice their faith. How important was this for Sri Lanka at the time, and how important is a figure such as Cardinal Koure for Sri Lanka at the moment? We see, for example, the government says from now on, all religions must first seek permission from the government to build places of worship.
Well, it is not exactly the same situation that exists today, because during that time, during the time of His Eminence, Cardinal Koure, there were lots of forces that were rising up in this country with a nationalistic fervor, and they saw the church as a foreign element. And so there were lots of projects and programs aimed at the church which sought to limit its freedom. But the situation today is not so sharp. There are always these tensions you get because of extremism, but today the church is more open. The church is has identified itself as part of this country, and we are respected by the people, also by the other religious peoples. And so what we have to do is to help this country move off from a difficult situation that it had existed because of the war, and now help that country to develop itself in unity and harmony. Now, our role is not that of that time, but a new role has been thrust upon us because of our Christian calling. So we have to give a different response today to this situation.
And this, of course, was an integral part of Cardinal Koure's life, was the witness of his faith through, you know, pastoral outreach, through prayer, through encouraging the faithful. Does the church in Sri Lanka today have a lot to be thankful for from Cardinal Koure, who was, of course, a son of Sri Lanka and really perhaps was one of the people who began to help other Sri Lankans see the church, the Catholic Church, and the priests, bishops, faithful as wholly a part of Sri Lanka?
Certainly, the church in Sri Lanka can learn a lot from the life of His Eminence. And we are striving very hard to base our spiritual life strongly on some of the aspects of the faith about which His Eminence had a very high regard, like a great love for the Eucharist. And great concern for the needs of the poor. These two aspects are the pillars of our pastoral approach today. And His Eminence also was responsible for the erection of some of the new dioceses that are today doing quite well. He foresaw many years ago the need to expand the mission of the church into these areas. And so what we have today is a church which is gradually maturing itself in this country and finding its feet, given also that there are certain tensions that can always be created. But in spite of that, I feel that the situation is quite under control.
In fact, the Catholic Church in Sri Lanka has always been praised by many as being one of the greatest fosterers of dialogue, union, communion between the majority Sinhalese community and the Tamil community, which is predominantly in northern Sri Lanka. Was this also an important part of the Cardinal's mission, the Cardinal's pastoral work?
Yes, certainly. Sri Lanka has to get out of the tense situation in which it was several years ago. It has to find its new feet, and to do that, it must develop a spirit of harmony and understanding between different communities, religious or ethnic, and each community must be respected in its diversity and allowed to integrate itself into the main fabric of the country within their differences, respected for their differences and accepted as they are. And the role of the church in the future will be to try and facilitate that process as much as possible.